listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
All right, everybody. It is, what day is it? It is December the 17th, 2014. We're in the live stream. I've got Rolo. I've got Delcroix. Hi, guys.
G'day, g'day.
Hi, guys. I still have to press a button here.
We got both sides of the globe, or both directions on the globe, or whatever we're balancing on in space. We're represented by Australia and Ayer, and I'm of course from Canada, the Great White North, the Queen's favorite country. Or is it
there
Australia?
You are. Yep, yep. We've just had a huge psyop down here. I'm calling a psyop from my perspective. The big Sydney hoax. I'm not at all convinced that what we saw was legit. It was a huge political, massive, worldwide event, because it went out on CNN. It eventually went out on Fox. And yes, of course, it has all sorts of political ramifications. If you believe in ISIS, ISIL, whatever. So I was disgusted by it. Media again is once again trying to legitimize itself. Why is it there?
Yeah, I've been trying to follow it a bit. I looked at the Daily Mail, which is, of course, PSYOP Central out of London, England. And there was all kinds of pictures. I just couldn't get through them all. Just all kinds of emotional, evoking type pictures, pictology. And there's no doubt this is a similar template to the Ottawa shooting hoax. And this is just Australia's turn to get the same treatment that seems to be going around the world many times a month. And this is Christmas present.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, it turns out to be a lone wolf crazy. And now this meme, lone wolf. I mean, we know the lone gunman, the lone...
we've had the lone wolf since forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes back hundreds of years. It's always the lone wolf with the bad idea. Yeah.
But it's the same
and
again.
It's whatever the flavor of the decade is, whether he be a communist in the 60s, whether he be Al-Qaeda in the 2000s, and this decade's flavor is ISIS. We always have a fresh flavor.
Exactly, but where did ISIS, do you remember 3 months ago, where did ISIS come from? Who'd ever heard of ISIS?
It came from the imagination of those that bring you these psychological operations, and we need new enemies all the time, because it just shows that the enemies are always evolving and changing, and we can never figure out where they are. We can never target them because they keep changing. They're chameleon-like. It's
exactly.
Always to keep you on constant edge.
But this Mr. Crazy is in Martin Place. It's in a good ad for Lindt Chocolate Cafe.
Lindt Chocolate.
We were talking to a fellow earlier who made a lovely remark about that. And it could be a product placement. It was funny when he said that. I did enjoy that. That sounds cynical, but that's the commercial world we live in.
We love Lindt chocolates here, and this is chocolate business's best and biggest season, I would say, outside of Easter, Christmas time. They sell more chocolates probably in a month than they probably do all year, so it wouldn't hurt if their name was promoted on a global basis, this time coming out of Australia.
What about Dell? What are your thoughts? Did you see it up there in Ireland or over there in Ireland? You didn't like to say up there.
I seen it, man. I didn't see it from the mainstream media because, as you know, I don't watch the fucking mainstream media. But I got the gist of it from the likes of, the Google Hangouts, the likes of Jepsy and, Resetter and you know, Max Malone and all these. There's loads of feckin', what would you call them, truthers. A lot of them came from the Sandy Hook end of it, so they know about, you know, the fakeness of the whole bullshit. So they were calling it out from the beginning, you know, and that's where I seen most of the stuff, lads, you know. And, yeah. You know, it was ridiculous, you know, even to see it. And when you, like I said earlier on, like when we were chatting earlier on, that it really is, you know, Australia's turn again. It's their round again kind of thing, you know. Yeah. We've got to do it now, well, you know. We had Canada, you know, with that ridiculous scenario, right? And straight
very into, similar scenario. Very similar scenario.
Exactly. And right at the, you know, straight into bringing out new acts and statutes in order to take more, you know, freedoms away from people. And then we're down in Australia, the same thing. I wouldn't be surprised now that in the next week or so, you'll have, you know, Harper and whoever else is there fucking coming out and doing their, you know, magic trick on the rest of the people. Because, you know, they need to give everybody security because...
Ireland is not really as susceptible to these psyops in the same way, are they? Because, of course, you're not ruled by the Queen. You're not part of Five Eyes. You're not
are you
really...
kidding me? Are you serious, Sab?
Have you had a very similar event like this in Ireland than any in the late...
Well,
a couple of years?
30 years of so-called terrorism, right? You know, we
well, that's
already,
Northern. Is that in Ireland or Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland, a lot of the action was going on, but at the same time down here, it's like orchestrated, yeah. Right? The thing is, they brought in their anti-terrorist laws long before any of these psyops were going on, which I have to say, but honestly, in my mind now, those previous things were all psyops as well. And we're even seeing it like to this day when the likes of Gerry Adams, the so-called leader of the IRA at the time, he was invited to the Council on Foreign Relations. You don't get invited to the Council on Foreign Relations. Like in them days, he was classified as a terrorist. It would be akin to inviting Osama bin Laden, if he existed, to a Council on Foreign Relations meeting.
Right.
You see, people don't notice. And even when you just said a couple of sentences there earlier on, Ab, and I'd love to fucking talk to you about this, you know, in more detail. But,
yeah.
You know, without boring the listeners, right, we never got our independence from the crown, put it that way.
Right.
The people think they did, but we never did. And, you know, I'd safely say America is waking up to that as well, right? But
right,
yeah. But I discovered that in my journey in so-called in the Irish part of my awakening and journey, and through the so-called free man stuff and all that. I'd seen all that, been there, bought that T-shirt, you know. But you know, grew out of an awful lot of it. But what I've taken away from, you know, a lot of this stuff is that, the crown never left Ireland, and B, you know, they never left America either. Yeah. Canada is overtly controlled. You know, it might have a parliament or whatever, but you still have the Queen on your money and on your silver dollars and everything else. Australia is the same.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it's absolutely.
In fact, a friend of mine, right, who moved to Australia last year, and it's a funny story, right, but I won't go into the whole details of it, but basically I got a Coonabarra coin in the post the other day as a present from a friend of mine that moved to Australia, you know. I won't tell you why he sent it to me.
Okay.
I'll tell you in private, but it's a funny story.
What was it? A Coonabarra?
Coonabarra. You know, you're the bird. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Kookaburra.
I'm sorry. I was pronouncing it wrong, Rollo.
Kookaburra. Coonabarra, yeah. Sounds like an Aboriginal coon. It's a derogatory term for Aboriginal down here, but Kookaburra.
Kookaburra. Yeah, sorry. Yep. The coin. You know the coin, but... On the other side, you have the Queen's head, just the same as Canada.
Yes, yes, we do.
Like, I could have a maple leaf coin in one hand, and a kookaburra in the other hand. A kookaburra. Yeah. And you turn the two of them around, and there's the Queen, you know?
Yeah, she's so, everywhere.
She is, you know? So, there you go.
But Kookaburra, she's just the front woman for a much bigger entity that runs everything. She's the front man or woman.
She's just like on the coin. She's the figurehead. She's the... the figurehead on the ship. On this ship that sails into everybody's lives and tries to freak us out with all sorts of media fakery. But at the end of the day, you know, just return to sender everything. That's my motto.
I'm so glad that, Delqua, that you're into media fakery, which is where this is where I met Ab, and I've obviously met you through the same way. It's such a wonder. And we just spent an hour, or you guys, 2 hours before, talking to the king when it comes to exposing media fakery. And, of course, we're talking about the great Simon Shack, and he didn't want to come online, but still as passionate as ever. It's nice. And we might have a chat with him at Christmas time. Might have a Christmas chat.
Well, it'd be nice if we do. But I tell you, it was a surprise to me. I actually met the guy tonight for the first time.
Yes.
We were chatting. And as
Your thoughts on him?
Talk about, well, you already know my thoughts on him. I think he's a sound guy. He's not a shill. Yeah. He's a real dude. You know, and we actually had a great chat for about 20 minutes. For some strange reason, Ab, you know, I know Ab is working and whatever, but, like, he just dropped off. So I was sitting here waiting for him. The next minute, Simon appeared. I know you're a working man, you know, but just Simon appeared. And we were literally talking for 20 minutes about music, you know. Before we got into any of the fakery stuff, you know, which was great. I thought that was really cool as well, you know, that we connect on that level as well, fellow musicians, you know.
The music in September Clues is just beautiful. It is fantastic. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah.
So, boy, what a lot of activity on fakeologist.com. I've had so much to say, and there's been so many different disparate topics going on.
Oh yeah, well Nico Haupt. Nico Haupt and Betsy McGee, like two great topics.
Well, Nico is almost incomprehensible, so I really don't have a lot to say about him. And he doesn't help any of the cause with his rambling. I don't have much to say about him.
Do you know, man, that when I started listening to that first, I just couldn't fucking, I had to keep saying, and then, you know, normally when I'm here at home, there's activity going on, you know, like, you know, there's other people in the house going around, my granddaughter and everything. And I literally went back and listened to that quietly, and I still couldn't fucking make out half of what he was saying. And I went,
but when Chris Kendall's talking to him, it's like Chris Kendall's like understanding every word. How does Chris Kendall do that? That's a skill.
I even noticed, right? Chris was kind of going, yeah, because it was kind of like your man had stopped. And it was like as if Chris was waiting for something else. And but I got to, after three times, I went back and listened to it again. Talk about bloody, I don't know. It's where
Chris was patient, but I did not get anything out of the audio. I was really not going to post it, but he kept mentioning fakeologists, so I thought maybe people might be interested.
Yeah, but the thing that I took from it is it was more food for thought for me. I'm not saying I agree with the guy or anything like that, because I'd probably still have to listen, and I'm going to listen to it. In fact, I was trying to find his website, and I couldn't find it today. Sort of like, 369-ish or something like that it's called, or 349-ish.
Well, if you look on fakeologist.com, just underneath the thing, I think, Ab, you posted
it's probably
the website
there
and everything. Yep, all three
probably,
things. Yeah,
yeah, I'm sorry. I probably didn't even look in there. But that's the thing. To me, the sound, after listening to it about three times, I got the gist of what he was talking about. And it was just food for thought for me. I'm not saying, you know, I agree with the guy, but I'm just thinking to myself, yeah, a lot of that would make sense in if, and this is only if, this thing, you know, was only a recent thing. Like, and when I say recent, I mean like 300 years or whatever, that, you know, it wasn't all the way back, you know, to the Roman Empire or whatever, you know. This is basically what he was saying, that all that stuff was made up because over the past 300 years, these people who, and I'm only sort of paraphrasing here now and putting in my own thoughts into it, that these people who brought us 9/11 and that control the feckin' media as it is, and the world as far as I can see, that they sort of created or finally took over the world, you know, maybe 300 years ago and created this.
Right, so they fabricated this history.
Exactly. And I'm not saying, it's just, I was getting what he was saying.
Maybe the world was very disorganized before 300 or 400 years ago. And there were no real empires going about.
It can't be that disorganized because we've got huge cathedrals. I've been to Glendalough.
I know a whole bunch of
old cemeteries where I know that all the people died in this cemetery before Australia was even discovered by a white man.
Yes, like, but I'm here, man. I live here. I've seen them. I fucking often go to Glendalough for picnics. You know what I mean?
Beautiful place.
Don't get me wrong. I've been at the dolmens. I've sat under a bloody dolmen, and the thing is, could if you just, my mind is just opened at the moment thinking about this stuff. I'm just considering all this stuff after listening to your man the other night, that Nico guy, and again kind of thing, and I'm kind of thinking to myself, yeah, well, like, how old could you say that these stones are? A stone is a stone. You dig a stone out of the ground and slap it up on top of another couple of stones and you've got a dolmen. And then you can tell people, well, that's 3,000 years old, you know?
Using your fake carbon dating, yeah.
Yeah, and you see, that ties in with all that, Ab, because they're going out of their way to try to explain to us that this stuff is so old and we carbon dated and, you know, it's 3,000 years old or 60 million years old, depending on whatever they're trying to push. So that's all
I'm
saying.
They love carbon,
there.
Don't they? Carbon dating, carbon footprint, carbon dioxide, carbon poisoning. Boy,
what he's trying to say is Nico Halp there is he's a little bit of crazy mixed in because he is a no planer, which is why Ab would have.
I'm not
the only reason I would see Ab would have posted that.
I'm not writing him off anyway for myself. Ab, right. I know you probably asked Ab that question, but I'm just saying I'm not writing him off, but I'm not sort of like saying, yeah, he's on the ball. But like, he's given me an awful lot of stuff to think about and to look into.
Yeah.
And the other one is Betsy McGee. So Betsy McGee's Betsy McGee's has come out with a flash new video.
She's a bitch.
That's right. Betsy McGee came up with a new Paulus 9/11 video.
Simon Shack should jump off a building.
Yes,
pleasant.
Yes, and she said Simon Shack and Dallas Goldberg are the same group of people. So there you go. That's what she said about Simon
Shack.
She said
Shack. That? Okay.
She did. Yeah.
Disgraceful.
That's what she said.
Disgraceful.
She said Simon Shack and Dallas Goldberg, yeah, those kind of people I can't even listen to, you know. That ad hominem attacks, that's all it was, you know.
Yeah,
she did not respond to any of the points that Simon countered with. She also deleted Simon's comment off her YouTube page. So luckily we don't need YouTube to do commenting. We have our own forums, cluesforum.info and fakeologist.com. So if people want to discuss the Betsy McGee 9/11 video, they're more than welcome to come to Fakeologist or Clues Forum and make their comments and not have to worry about them being scrubbed. if they are fecologist or cloniform.
I didn't hear that. She deleted the comment.
Yeah, the comment was gone.
What that is just that tells it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, she deleted the comment. There was other comments that were there. She just left them, but as soon as Simon commented, that was gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
But the way YouTube comments work is it will go on your Google Plus page automatically. So it's on Simon Shack's Google Plus page if someone wants to look that up. And that's all linked on my website, fakeologist.com. And that's where I saw the comment. I didn't even see this YouTube video until a couple of days later when Delcroix posted it at chat.fakeologist.com. And that's when I
came across it and I said I'd have to share it with you guys, you know.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So you can't delete it. You can't delete it from Google Plus, but it's interesting that you can see that an attempt of deletion was made. That shows,
no, you can't. No. It's off her website. It's off her webpage.
Off her website.
It's off her YouTube page. So whoever creates, you control your own YouTube page. You can, on your YouTube page, Rolo, you can delete any comment you want at any time. But
I don't use Google Plus.
No, but you have to use Google Plus if you're going to comment on YouTube.
Right.
Use it.
Can I say something there, Rob?
Good deal. Sorry.
Just in relation to that whole the Betsy McKee comment thing. Right.
Go ahead.
With me, right? Do you know those bloody annoying Google notifications? I'm trying to figure out how to disable them altogether, but I'm finding it difficult. But when you say if you comment on somebody's video or give them the thumbs up or whatever, can you still hear me? It's just that you just joined your channel or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, but Unreal anyway, just joined.
Yeah, welcome Unreal. But I just say this, right? I noticed on mine because when I'd seen that Betsy McKee thing, I just left a comment, yawn, basically. Y-A-W-N.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. So then when the next time I was on the computer and I just go to my subscriptions to see if there's anything new, that I've subscribed to, but you get this little annoying thing on the right-hand side, right? So I clicked on that and I kind of went, wow, I had 3+ ups on my yawn, and one of them was Simon Shack.
Okay.
Right? So I went to the video and went down along to see, because after that, I went on Fakeologist, and you were linking back to Simon's comment.
Yeah.
And it was gone,
What was gone?
His comment. You see, originally I seen the Simon Shack plused my yawn thing, right?
Yeah.
And somebody, I left a reply to somebody else who basically said it succinct and to the point about CGI and everything else and that you're a shill.
Okay.
And, right? And I actually, said exactly. That was my other comment. You see, I'm not much for commenting, but I just typed exactly, man, as in a reply to him. And his one was gone, and Simon Shack's one was gone.
Well, she can delete the whole thread.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the thing.
There's nothing hard about that.
So, she can actually she can delete it from YouTube, but not from Google Plus. Is that
It should be on Plus still. It should be on Google
Plus. It's on whoever's Google Plus posted it. So it's on Simon's Google Plus page. All my YouTube comments are on my Google Plus page. All Rolo's comments would be on Rolo's Google Plus page. Now, Betsy McKee, as soon as you put her Google Plus name in your comment, if you decide to, she can come to your Google Plus page, and that's what she did. She came to Simon's Google Plus page and started responding over there, but it doesn't show up in her. It's a double commenting system. Hey, let's just see if we got Unreal on here.
Did she respond and then delete? Did she respond when she said to Simon Shack, go and jump off a building. I'm going to do a video on you guys that say that the tower demolitions were video fakery, which is what we say.
Yeah, but she was trying to make out that the rest, you know, Simon and all his followers, you know, if only I had time to do an expose on you. That was her bullshit. She's full of bullshit.
Let's just see if Unreal's on the line. Unreal, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, guys.
Hey, welcome, Unreal.
Welcome to fakeologist.com.
Nice to hear you on again.
Go ahead, Unreal.
It's nice to hear you on. It's been long between each radio show now.
Well, he's a busy man, Unreal. He's going to do a Christmas. He's going to do a Christmas show. So maybe we're going to make a list. I think you'll be invited.
Yeah, I hope I can make it.
Yeah, Simon Shack's coming.
It was really fun last time we did the 9/11 talk. I think.
Was
the anniversary show?
Yeah, well, the whole thing with Betsy McGee and Nico Haupt sort of brought it back to the fore again, I think. And
I really liked the discussion around history. I kind of listened to the show two times, so I got what Nico Haupt was saying, and I looked up a little bit on his documentation.
Hey, well, if you got it, tell Del Quarkus or Rab, because they're in the dark. Me too.
Oh, no, hang on. I'm not in the dark. I already told you that I listened to it three times. And good man, Unreal. I found it fucking interesting, and it's food for thought. I can see where he's coming from, you know, in that sense, you know. I'm not endorsing the guy, but what I'm saying is he made me think.
I just think that what he's starting to see is the fact that when they introduced the printing press, that was a huge opportunity for the people that was in power, right? So I think rather than everything happened in this 1 year, I think it was a huge operation to use books to influence how things were going to go. And I think that much of the history can well have been put together in those years when they understood what power this would give them.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. It's like in the photographic world, it was a Kodak moment, you know, but in the other world, it was like... I just lost a word.
No, but that's exactly so. Each time it's a new media, they are going to be behind it and trying to use it in their benefit and to or detriment somehow. And the same with radio, as you said, same with television, and the same with the internet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, like a Kodak moment, they had a Gutenberg moment with the Gutenberg printing press. Yeah. And, you know, after the Bible, you know, that controlled everybody, they printed whatever else they were printing. So that's my kind of thought on it, you know.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're familiar with Fomienko and other people that tries to look at evidence of the timeline of history, and they see like huge discrepancies.
No.
When it comes to etymology, when it comes to astronomy.
No, I don't, but I would love if you give me a couple of links. I'd be very interested in that stuff, man.
It was an interesting show on Red Ice for 8 years ago. Florian Diaco, he proposes that they cut off about 1,000 years out of our history. And I think he bases most of his findings on astronomy. But I do think it's interesting that we have the Dark Ages. It like says it all by itself, doesn't it? It's like nothing happened.
Yeah, the Dark Ages. So just don't look into that, you know. And everything after that then. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm a member of Red Ice. I must go back as far as there because, you know, the way when you have the archives, you know, you only go back so much, to find out stuff. But like 2008, I must check it out.
Yeah, maybe I was wrong in my calculus. 2006.
2006. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a long time ago.
Yeah. No, I'll go back and look because I'm a member of Red Ice. So you know, I've access to the archives, so I'll have a look at that.
Yeah, I can send you the link to the show if you access to it. I think it's accessible for anybody on video, but to download the MP3 file, you probably need some add-on to your browser or something to.
Yeah, no. If you had the link, it would give me. I'd be able to copy and paste it into the Red Ice. Then I'd be able to find the audio itself. You know.
Yeah.
But like whenever you can, man. You know, there's no rush.
Can I just say one thing? I didn't mean to say what I said before about keeping in the dark and Nico help and whatnot. But Red Ice Radio does actually intrigue me. Who's the fellow again?
Henry Palmer.
I've listened to plenty and plenty of Red Ice. A lot of them does seem like he interviews crazies, some crazies to me. But is it because he's so towards the fringe? Is it because he sticks to the fringe? Or what's the go in your opinion of like Red Ice Radio? Sticks to fringe.
My opinion would be that
subjects or what.
They kind of changed their focus from time to time. In the beginning, they were all over, like you know, aliens and space and everything.
Yeah,
and,
that's it. Yeah,
it was like a European Rents, because he was probably listening to Rents all the time. That's what I tell myself anyway. You know.
All right, there you go. Because a lot of it, I really love, but it's mixed in with a whole bunch of crazy. That's the stuff that then I go, I'll listen to it one week and then, but he, obviously he's got guests and he can't say what a guest or tell what a guest is going to say. I assume that's the truth when it comes to that. Henrik, that's right, Henrik, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but he always did say, and he still does to this day, that he's just, you know, delving into everything. He's just shown us what he comes across now. Yes. you can say that's like a psyop or whatever, but I don't know. I tend to think he's a straightforward enough dude, you know, but that's just my opinion, you know. And
yeah look, hey Del, I mean, I don't know you from Adam, but you really are, you seem on the level, and you're a big fan of Simon Shack, and he is totally on the level in my book when it comes to the closest truth that you'll ever get on 9/11. I know it's an old topic, but I love it because it's so misused that politicians are still using it. It's all being still used to this day, and it will probably be used for the next, I don't know how many hundred years. So when it gets exposed for the psyop and where Ab's getting, one day, if that will ever, what do you call it, trending now it's called. If something gets hold, viral, or it's trending, yeah, one day people will know that 9/11, the bullshit story we were told that day, yeah, will be known by all.
But, you really think so?
It's going to be a hard job.
All right, man. I don't really know you from Adam either, but I thought we know each other anyway. We've actually talked to each other on bloody Skype with video cameras and played music and everything together. But at the same time, we probably still don't know each other. But
That was a nuance. Yep.
Sorry. I'm on the same wavelength as Simon and Ab and Unreal and yourself, right? We've come across and delved into stuff that people, you know, when you think about it, ordinary people that we even know, our own families, they don't even want to know stuff about 9/11. They don't want to know about the bullshit that's going on, you know, at the moment. Never mind what we look into, you know. That's the amazing thing about it, you know.
That is.
That only for the internet, which I'm not fooling myself, it was given to us by the same bloody forces that we're complaining about, you know. And that's the thing, you know. It's like the 21st century telephone system, and I think it's really cool in that sense. But I don't want to ever forget where it came from, you know. So anyway, that's me done there on that one. I'm sorry for going on a lecture.
I completely agree with you in the fact that internet, from our viewpoint, we think it's liberating because it's liberating for us. But I think if you look at the big numbers here, I think most people are even more controllable now than they have been before.
Yeah, it is true. You can even look at YouTube and whatever. It really is. It's television 2.0, really. And we have to be careful about what we actually use it for. But these communication devices within it are, while they last, I think they're fucking brilliant.
As long as they can control the search results, I mean, they control what people are watching. They just have the false freedom of thinking they choose. There are millions of results for every research, and you're not going to look at more than 30 maybe. And they can choose who those first 100 on that list is. I mean, so much you can choose from.
Yeah, it's been flooded.
That's true.
It's been flooded. Hey, Del, can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, man.
I don't know you from Adam. I do have foot and mouth disease. You know that sheep disease?
Yeah,
we have spoke many times, and we have sung together many times. So don't know you from Adam means... doesn't mean, look, I met you a year ago, right? It's not like I've known you my whole life. I'm 45 years old.
Yeah, I'm your elder, so cool, have guy. Respect. Have respect for your elders. I'm 50.
Yes, sir.
Right, I know what you mean, man. Look,
good on you.
We met a year ago and we were at Hammers and Tongs.
Hey, do you want to hear a sonic screwdriver?
Fighting each other. I've seen that bloody sonic screwdriver. I've never told you where to put it, and I never would.
No, nope, there's always time for lubricant, Del.
Stop. There's enough of that bullshit other places. All right, we don't need that.
All right, well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Good on you, Unreal. For keeping this actually real, this conversation. But look, I recorded 3 hours of commentary on the live cable coverage of the Sydney siege, and I might grab Dropbox and give it to Ab, because through the whole thing, this I don't know, Unreal, have you been keeping up to the Sydney?
No, not that much.
All right. Well,
it's needless to say, it's a big bloody psyop, you know?
Yes, indeed it is.
And numbers and everything there. The whole thing is just like laid out for the mainstream media puts it out. The ordinary people that just believe in the television see it and they go, oh my God, you know, another bloody, you know, Muslim terrorists in Australia. That's the one.
That's it. So I'm gonna go to Sydney when they it's the Lint Cafe, which is a coffee in Martin Place. I know that for the next week or two, it's gonna be sealed up. You're not gonna get anywhere near the place, so it's pointless me going up there. But I'll go up there with my little camera and try and get the shots that were played out on CNN and Fox and Sky here and the. What we can see, if it was real or not real. I don't think any of it was real. I think it was just a complete made-up thing. You had Obama talking about it. You had the President of England, the President of Australia talking about it. I mean, how is this possible?
What's the agenda, do you think, Rollo, for this society?
Yes. Oh, well, it's just the same old shtick, just more fear. Firstly, played out, and then more control, like to counter the fear.
Your government will look after you now, Rollo, and they have the thugs in the military. You know, they got loads of Darth Vaders with machine guns that will look after you. You know,
thanks,
because
mate.
There's always some guy in a beard and a dress going to attack. You know, so that. That's the message. And it's the same all around the world. It's just another brick in the wall for the new world order, you know? That's my thoughts on it.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. Oh, wow. I'm so old. I remember watching old cop shows back in the 50s and 40s. Because I love American. I like old American movies and that. And the cop was a nice guy, you know. He was, you know, he was the guy that sort of you looked up to. And, but man, you just don't see that these days.
Different time, man. I love it as well. Black and white. And the gangsters wore the black hats. And the sheriff rode into town in his cop car. And everything was fucking okay, you know. And somewhere along the line, you know, well, obviously all that was programming as well.
Yeah. Where did it switch? I mean, I think it might have been, what about in the 70s when a Dirty Harry came along and then they had the cops that were taking out, it was, I can't even remember the name of it, but you know all those Dirty Harry films?
It was always the bad
guys. Blurring the line.
Yeah, it was always the bad guys. And then, you know, yeah, it blurred the lines, exactly. Yeah. And but like
the psychological thing with that is the fact that even though it's bad publicity, it's still it's the reference is the cop, so you're never going to trust yourself anyhow. So it just takes away your freedom anyhow.
Exactly, because you know you've got the you know that the higher group of people who you know they know what's best for everybody else. So, and then they seem to have a mandate, although none of us give them the mandate, but they have the mandate for, you know, you know, take your guns and, you know, look, we'll look after you, you know, with tyranny, basically. You know, that's what seems to be going on, or that's what they want anyway, you know, it's going on.
Don't resist. Don't resist in any way, shape, or form. You follow order. It seems to be.
I think it's more like they actually impose non-thinking. It's like people don't. They only react. They only feel and react. They can't reason.
Yeah, that's true, man. I agree with you there, because you know that's the ultimate thing. You see, you know, the people are to be farmed out, and they're all there on the farm, and they just shut up. And do your job and pay your taxes, and we look after everything else.
It's also that you know the fact that the female how to say male power or how to say male they would only use emotion, right? And now they're turning even men into females, so they also only they don't think anymore.
Yes, exactly. It's all emotion, right? You see somebody getting shot on your television. It's you know, it might as well be Columbo, but it's presented as the news and as real. And the feminized males are just as bad, you know. They just fucking, you know, submit to the power, you know, submit to, you know, some.
Well, if you don't want to be shot,
called government. Yeah, well, like
if you don't want to be shot. Submit.
It's not us, man. You're right. Yeah, all right. You don't want to be shot. But at the same time, how did it come to this? Right. You can name off some false flags that happened in Australia, that how it comes to that, where you've got like all these bloody, you know, Darth Vaders with guns pointing at you, and yeah. you don't have a gun anymore. It's the same in Ireland and England. It's not the same in America yet. But that's why we've got all these bloody false flags going on in America. This Australia one was kind of like, all right, we've worn out America at the moment. We'll do the Australian one because, like, that's, you know, that's part of the New World Order as well, the agenda to fucking, you know, clamp down more and more, you know?
Yeah. Well, because again, in the aftermath and what they're trying to tell us now, that it's this one guy who hasn't had a job in 10 years and is a complete crazy. Like, hold on. Through that whole 24-hour period, and I watched, I commentated on 3 hours of it, they were ISIS this, ISIS that, you know, the Islamic State, ISIL, and then you've got Obama being, I don't know if he made a comment on it, but certainly Tony Abbott, our opposition leader, if you believe in the two sides of politics and that if they're different things, no, it's all the same bullshit. and this thing in the corner of the room saying basically, yeah, a submit.
Yeah, well, man.
But it only comes out at the end that this guy, then, and they get away with it because the guy was a total crazy. That's what they're saying now. Yeah, he just walked in with a shotgun. But how is that possible? Because then that looks completely – and Simon Shack, I don't want to speak for him, but, well, he just said, look, what are the SWAT guys doing? Why don't they just go in there and bang? Why are they just hanging out outside for like 24 hours or 48 hours?
Because Rollo, right?
You're filming.
It was a television fucking movie.
Event.
Look, event. Listen,
you're right.
30 years, the past 30 years, we get the Australian soaps over here in Ireland, right? I'm well aware of Home and Away and Neighbours with the Ramsey Street and also Prisoner of Cell Block H, which went on for years. It's probably not there anymore. But the point is, it's conditioning. They're conditioning the Australian people. Now, the people, I don't know, I heard an Australian guy talking today on one of those Google Hangouts, right? And yep. He was saying that technically in Australia, guns are not outlawed fully, even since the Port Arthur thing, because, there's a lot, the built up areas and cities, right, notwithstanding. There's still a rural presence there where farmers need guns and blah, blah, blah. And this is what he was saying. So this is like another sort of, jump at the pie to take the guns away from people. What's your thought on that there, Rollo? You know, you're there. So, I'm only telling you what I'm gleaming, and I'm only in Ireland, right? So what's your answer to that?
Yeah, guns, I would say I've had a gun shown to me once. In my 45 years on planet Earth, I've seen only a gun once. The guns, they basically don't exist here unless maybe you're in the bikey culture. And they're really clamping down on that. They're trying to demonize bikie gangs too, but as far as weaponry, I'm just not sure about it, because I just had so little just not in that sort of culture. But there are movies made here that there is, around King's Cross in Sydney, where all the sort of strip joints are, and there are a mob thing going on down here. Yeah,
so people, basically, the criminals have guns, the people that guard the criminals also have guns, i.e. the cops and the army, because they're guarding the criminals, the guys that are creating all this bullshit.
I'll tell you the gun story where I used to deliver pizzas in around Drummoyne, Burwood in Sydney, and because we were pizza drivers, what the tow truck drivers, when there was a crash, they would give us their cards, right? So we got to know those guys quite well, because we'd be out driving pizzas, and if we saw
I hope you gave them an odd pizza.
What?
I hope you gave them the odd pizza. It was only joking.
Of course, Yeah, we'd look after them, and then they'd give us a tip. We'd give them the tip that there's just been a crash on this corner. But the thing was, if you were already there, this is what I heard. And another tow truck driver came along. They flash a shotgun. Just keep moving, pal. Keep moving. it's like it was pretty rough business back then. But now since the Port Arthur thing, they really have cleaned out a lot of the guns that were, if they were there, from ordinary people. I think ordinary. Yeah, people.
Rollo, notwithstanding even the gun thing, okay? It's the same in America and wherever, right? They're all trying to take the guns, right? But in somewhere like where you are, right, where guns are pretty much taken away, And like where I am in Ireland, where guns are pretty much taken away. The point is, they still use these things to bring in more and more acts and statutes. And that's the thing, right? It's all right for us to point out and give out about this stuff, but like how to counteract it, you know? That's the thing. They bring in these laws, and they're not laws, man. They're only acts and statutes, as you know. But like they bring them in, and the general public go along with it. You see, this is the frustrating part of it. You know, it's one thing trying to convince somebody that you know something is amiss, and they choose not to see it. But when it's so important that these psyops, like 9/11, that brought in the feckin', you know, the Patriot Act and everything. Yeah. We all, even here in Ireland, when you're going to another country, you're going in an airport, you have to fucking take off anything that's metal and, you know, the usual bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. And people are still going along with it. And that's the point that's really annoying me, is that, you know, the likes of Simon Shack's work has not gotten out to enough people. You know, you know, in spite of everything I've tried to do, and like all I can do is fucking, you know, share it within my circles, and, you know, other people do the same thing. But like, we are not the mainstream media. That's the thing, you know? It's fucking, if I ever seen September Clues on, you know, CNN or whatever, I'd be saying, okay, something has finally happened. You know, like, you know, it's finally toppled. You know, the bullshit artists have finally, you know, lost control of, you know, the TV.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen anytime soon. But it is interesting, but with the Betsy McGee thing that we were talking about.
I would hope it would, Rollo. That's the thing.
Oh, man.
You know?
No, hey, Del, nothing would please me more if somehow September Clues, got into the... but then you've got to... it's not just a matter of watching September Clues, I think, sometimes. Because yes, it was one feed and
yeah. I know, I was just using that as an example, but you know what I mean? You know, unless, you know, even if, say, if the television, I wouldn't even know this until the next day. You know, I'd be looking at whatever, and they'd be saying, oh, the mainstream media's just gone blank. There's nothing happening. Everything has stopped. Can you imagine that? And then all of a sudden, like, September Clues comes on. I go,
yeah.
Just watch this. We will get back to you, you know, after this kind of thing. And that's when I would think, right, something has feckin' changed. But like, until then, you know,
they're just playing the same old game.
It's the same old bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ab's there going to me, he's going, how do you still pay for this? Or what do you still pay for? Well, it still interests me, and so to watch this thing play out, and I did like 3 hours when I watched it, and I just commented on it, and but I don't know if anyone actually, really anyone, watches Fox or CNN anymore, really.
Nobody does. See, that's the weird thing. In fact, the truthers watch it, you know, the ones that are trying to pick out the bullshit in it and show it as a psyop. That's the funniest part, you know what I mean?
That could be. Could, I know, be the, it's sad. The ultimate irony.
It is the ultimate irony, but like these people, you know what I mean? At least they're not listening to Alex Jones. They're fucking using their own minds and they're analyzing this bullshit. But at the end of the day, it's bullshit. So why should we even be analyzing it? We should be, you know, telling people, don't be watching this crap in the first place. You know,
I'll tell you something, Del, that interests me.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I went back to Alex James's YouTube or whatever it is on his site. There's more other people that are doing the Alex Jones stuff than the big fat man himself. Like, there's like all these other videos that is all InfoWars stuff, but it's not Alex Jones. It's like all these other people.
That's the thing, Rollo. You see, we all had our port of call with Alex Jones. When we found Alex Jones, we know the bullshit that goes along with that.
The thing
is, you know, like I can't fucking condemn these other people. They could be stuck in Alex Jones' matrix for the next 2 or 3 years, you know, because there's so much stuff for them to go and research. And if they're being honest, they really would be going down bloody rabbit holes for a long time.
Oh, yeah, you know? Or him or anyone that is part of his network is all of that opinion. Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. Yes, the towers were brought down by controlled demolition, but that's it when it comes to Alex Jones. He's never moved on from that.
Also giving people so much fear. I mean, people get scared about he's scary himself. And the world he proposed to us is like FEMA camps and...
Exactly, UN. He's fear porn merchant, right?
He won't go anywhere from there if you...
Yeah,
but I think even he's getting a bit bored with it because, like I say, he's got all these young minions doing his shows now because, like, I looked at it for a day and just went, where's the big fat guy doing the...
But he's keeping everybody in a fucking corral, you see. That's the thing. And all his followers.
He's probably going to go out someday. It would be perfect for all his crowd that he had some fake operation... happening to him?
I wouldn't be surprised, Unreal, because it's not only him, it's you know, like what Rollo said, all his followers, and they're all even making more stuff than him. The thing is, he's keeping all those people in a fucking corral. They're not going to find out anything else. They're not going to hear about Simon Shack. They're not going to hear about media fakery within that realm of stuff. But they'd be quite happy.
I hear a lot about media fakery now, but it's like they're diluting it. It's the new conspiracy theorist word. It's like, everything is fake, people. You know, they're like trying to...
Good point. Yeah, good point. Go on.
I think they are. There's a lot of those people are saying that, everything's fake. That's another ad hominem, by the way. It's just knocking. In fact, it's not helping people who are actually seeing stuff because everything isn't fake. Because what happens when the fakery happens, i.e. the psyops, you know, your 9/11, your Boston bombing or whatever, the reality comes in with their political bullshit. You know, excuse me, I'm a bit...
Yeah, you got a bit of a frog in your throat there.
A bit of frog in my throat. I'm all right now. But really, what I'm saying is they're using that. You know, you see, it's a problem, reaction, solution. It doesn't matter whether it's a real thing, like a real Sandy Hook or a fake Sandy Hook, the reality that is on our doorsteps is the bullshit with the police on your doorstep with their machine guns
mentioned Sandy.
We might understand the angle we put in fakeology and all the terms that we now use, but for the person that's not familiar with our angle, when they portray us, they put us in a corner, and it's even harder for people to go there. Then, you know, they already had painted a picture of us before.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Something.
Yeah, the everything is fake thing, and I know what you mean.
Just a question.
It's as easy to just dismiss a question. Not good. As a conspiracy theorist. You know.
Did you see the Sandy Hook? There's the big kerfuffle there with the release of that film. Let's talk about Sandy Hook. I think was the name of it.
I've watched it, man. I've downloaded it. In fact, I uploaded it as well, and I put it as a torrent.
Just think about this. If nobody talked about Sandy Hook now, how would this stick to us? I mean, this is just another way for making the PSYOP being more effective. People are talking about it still. So it's like...
Yeah, that's an interesting point, yeah.
Well, I don't know. The point is, Sandy Hook, as far as I was concerned, is another 9/11, bullshit, right? It's all made up, right? The laws that come out of that, you know, that's what they're using it for. You know,
Dill, did you say you downloaded it and re-uploaded it as a torrent?
I also put it up onto my Kiwi. And the thing is, people have been downloading it as well, which is good. You know,
I haven't seen it, but your thoughts are, is it, does it have Carver in it? But I've heard Carver's not mentioned in it.
Your man Carver?
Yeah, you know, the Carver, the ridiculous man with the white coat.
It wasn't a tent. It was a beautiful thing.
Was he mentioned in the film or not?
As far as I remember, he was. Jesus, that's a weird one. Yeah, I could be stand corrected, Rollo, but I honestly think he was mentioned in it. Yeah. It's not like
And the kiddies and their... and their reactions to the gunshots, that was all included. I've got to watch this film. Yeah, all right. What is it? Something Happened. We've Got to Talk About Sandy Hook is the name. Is that right?
You see, that's the thing, man. I've been talking to you.
Is this interesting?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been talking to you guys, and you see, I wasn't pressing lock talk, so you couldn't hear me.
But
I'm going to get a link to the movie for Rollo. That's all I'm doing at the moment, right? So I'll shut up now.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
And Jim Petzer is pushing Sandy Hook, a new JFK, I guess.
I like when Simon Shack talks about Jim Petzer. You know, he's been on it for 60 years and still hasn't solved it. Love the way he says that.
I'm an Illuminati, if you know, and I'm a professor as well. So I know all about these things. That's just me having a joke and trying to do better.
But,
hang on, man. I'll send you the link to that.
Getting late here in Europe, so I'm going to say good night now, but I hope I'll catch up with you guys if there's a Christmas off the grid or something.
Yeah, that'd be great, Unreal. It was nice to catch up with you again. It was good to have a chat, a proper chat with you.
I sent you the link for the history show with the Diaku on Red Eyes Creation from 2006. Yeah. I don't know if you got it.
I see that. Thank you. Cool. If you look down in that box, I sent a link to the Sandy Hook movie. So thanks for that, man. You know, and have a good night, and hopefully I'll see you at Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Yeah. Good night, man.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Wow. So there we go. Red Ice Creations Radio RICR061210. Yes.
Yeah, that's cool, right, man. And if you want hour two, let me know, because I'm a member of Red Ice, so I can get the hour two. But there's the movie below that, if you can see that.
We need to talk about Sandy Hook. I thought that was what it was called. I'll start that downloading now. Will that affect me and you talking if I start?
Probably not. Do you want to go on Skype, man? Because I'm getting fed up with this pressing the button every time I want to talk, you know?
All right. Well, just say goodbye. Just say goodbye to fakeologist.com. And, we're going to have a Christmas party. I think Aberetto is keen for a sort of a Christmas party type thing for fakeologists. Everyone's invited. Yeah.
Well, if Ab's not keen for it, you're definitely keen for it. You're pushing it all night.
I'm always up for it.
There's nothing like an old party, man. I'm in on that as well. I'd be looking forward to that.
It was awesome to hear Simon back. I've spoken to Simon many times, but it was just nice to hear you talking to him for the first time. And it's an awesome thing, because we're here because Simon Shack and his beautiful movie. If for want of a better word.
Yeah, man. Well, I tell you, myself and Simon, the first 20 minutes we were talking about music. It was really strange, you know, because, hey, man, I seen his movie and I know about the fucking the deal. And he knew about me in the sense that, you know, he knew of me on the internet, but we've never met, if you know what I mean. So it was really cool. I really admire the guy. I think he's a cool dude, and yeah, long may and he keep doing what he's doing. You know, that's what I say. You know,
he's a no nonsense. He's a no nonsense. But he knows how to chill. Yeah,
but he has to deal with all the nonsense and the bullshit and all the shills. Yeah. You know, they're fucking ridiculous. You know, but anyway,
exactly. Who says go and fucking jump off a building? Who goes and says jump off a fucking building?
Well, Betty McGee does, and she's a weirdo, you know. Come on, man. She's just the front of some sort of a psyop, you know.
That's right.
Can you imagine someone called Betty? Sorry, man, can you hear me?
Keep going.
Yeah, no, something dropped there. I'm just saying, can you imagine someone like called Betty McGee that knows everything? Right. You know, she just she did a good video, I have to say, on that Mexican guy who was like the guy with the hat and the Boston bombing dude, right? She exposed
him.
Yeah, that was cool. And then she comes out with this fucking bullshit, you know, pushing Judy Wood, you know, like, come on, I thought we all got over Judy Wood and her fucking directed energy weapons, you know.
Seriously, if only I could have recorded that thing that we said, that someone has a heart attack, we bring in Dr. Judy Wood. That was a great piece of comedy.
She would revive him from 20 feet away with her feckin' directed energy heart attack fucking solution, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
For all those that went in the green room, that was hilarious.
That was funny, you know? I'm telling you,
still
so fair play to Ab with his, you know, his team chat and everything else, you know. But fed up of pressing this bloody lock talk bullshit.
Right then, all right. Well, so, we'll just say goodbye to Ab because it's we're saying goodbye to the live stream.
Thanks, Ab.
Look you up on, and we'll have a little chit chat on Skype. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And I just have to say, thanks, Ab. You've got a good fucking setup here, man. Don't mind me. I'm just complaining about my own personal Skype bullshit, you know? Or press the button bullshit on Team Speak. Yeah.
Yes.
But fair play, and you know, keep on keeping on, and I look forward to the Christmas party. You know,
we'll get Xyloflex, we'll get Nico Halp, we'll get Dusty Ash, we'll get Banazir, Garibaldi.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, be great. And Johnny Clues.
Get Simon Shack as well.
Simon Shack, of course, yes.
And we just have a Christmas bash.
And Simon Shack's best mate, what's his name? The guy that does the Truth in 7 Minutes guy. What's his name?
Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus. Marcus can keep the Judy notes. Wood. Yeah, Marcus can take notes. Take a letter, Monsieur Marcus. You know?
That's right. That was part of your joke. Yeah. Take a letter. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
that's
that was
right.
Fetzer, and Betsy McGee is the feckin' secretary before she got promoted to full psyop, you know, with her latest movies. You know?
Yeah. Doesn't work with Take Two. All right, I'll see you on Skype.
All right, good night, people on fakeologist.com, and stay tuned because there's always something happening here.
For now.
Okay, good night, lads.
Hi, this is the voice of Hoi Polloi from cluesforum.info, and I have no control over how this recording is being used to promote Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.